Pete.
Yo, what's up, dude?
So we have a sponsor for the show this week.
Yeah, this week's sponsor is super awesome and kind of close to my heart.
Is it some sort of lube that enables anal penetration?
I wish. Actually, no.
Is it alcohol?
It's not. That's what you should have said.
Then what product are you talking about, Pete? Maybe.
I don't want to do it like that, actually.
Is it a frozen food of some sort?
No, it's not. Actually, our sponsor this week is BeADandy.com.
BeADandy? Do they sell some sort of Southern gentleman costumes?
No, they're a condom delivery service, dude. Can you believe that? That's pretty awesome.
Condom delivery.
Yeah, and they specialize because, like, it's kind of embarrassing to go to the grocery store and buy condoms.
It is for me because I have to walk up to the counter and say, do you have this in size Oriental?
Do you have this in a smaller size?
Please? Exactly. This is too roomy for me, and I'm sick of having to staple it down the side to stay on me.
You staple it?
I staple that spare space.
Damn. You're really trying to go for it. You know, it's weird for me because I know this older lady at my local grocery store that I always talk to, and I've been talking to her for maybe like the last three
That's
years.
Not an older woman. That is Mickey Rourke in The Wrestler, Pete.
She does actually kind of look like that. But
she has
a
long
sweet
hair.
Old lady, and, you know, I love to be nice to her. She calls me John, even though that's not my name. I'm not going to
Is it because
her.
You purchased tiny Oriental-sized condoms one time?
Yeah. She saw me with you one time, and she was like, I only know one other person that gets these condoms.
Yes, in size O.
No, and actually, I won't purchase condoms because she's like a grandma to me. She's so nice. She loves seeing me. She lights up with joy. I won't even buy alcohol in front of her if I know that I'm probably going to be in her line.
I don't believe that part of the story.
I swear to you, man. Also because I'm trying to get in her will.
Okay.
That's how this is working. But this is convenient for me because these are condoms delivered directly to your door.
That is pretty good.
That's pretty awesome. And that's half the battle because how many times you're thinking, I probably need condoms, but I don't feel like going to the store. And also, I'm not sure if I'm going to get lucky tonight, so you don't go and pick them up. And then something happens. A girl comes over, and damn it, you wish you had a pack of condoms. Now you got to run to the store, things get a little less cooled off, and it ruins the moment. If you already had them at your house without having to go and get them, dude, you'd already be scoring.
You would, in theory.
Absolutely. So this service, I mean, really, it's a godsend, dude. They come to your door, and for those of you that like, I don't even wear condoms or something like that. Like, let's think about that, Brian Bolte.
Yes.
If you had them coming to your door, that's half the battle, and at least your wife would appreciate the fact that you tried.
You went through the motions.
You went through the motions.
You wanted to. Make sure there weren't more little Irish kids.
People are going to respect you. Exactly, man. And if you go to beadandy.com/podcast, you can get
singular podcast.
You can get 50% off their starter pack.
Nice. What is in the starter pack?
What is in the starter pack? I'll tell you. So they have two packages right now. And the starter pack is I Just Like to Party. That's 6 condoms a month. And that starts.
That is
at
a party right there.
It
if
really
you're going
is.
Through 6 condoms a month, you're doing something right with your life.
Absolutely. And that's just the starter pack. Come on, guys. We're getting worked up here. And if you're really serious about it, you go to the next one. It's We're a Serious Thing.
Oh, man.
And we don't have a promo code for that just yet. But if you listeners ask us, can you get us a promo code for We're a Serious Thing because you are definitely a baller? Let us know, man. We'll talk to these guys. We'll get you hooked up.
We do want to get you not contracting herpes anymore.
So for
once
only
is
$3 a month, you can get 6 condoms delivered to your door.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
And they're
a month.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say they're fun but fancy.
They look really, really cool.
They're fine and dandy.
Absolutely.
Nice.
And that is BEADANDY.com/podcast. Use that promo code and you will get 50% off the starter pack. Come on, guys. This is really simple. Also, we like having new listeners, but we hate that you can't listen because you had kids.
Kids are the worst.
They really are.
I hope Be a Dandy one day has a vasectomy delivery service, but until then, this is the next best thing.
Absolutely. Chew on that, kids.
All right, again, beadandy.com/podcast, and any special code they need to say...
Just the slash podcast, and they're good to go. They're already getting that discount.
Nice.
Yeah, right. And let me know, man. Like, I want to hear about, you know, if you guys actually, you know, bought the subscription package and stuff like that, if you need somebody to use it with, whatever.
Yeah, so if you're Pete and you need the condoms for sex, or you're me and you just need them for mischievous water balloon fights, beadandy.com/podcast. All right, keep recording.
Let's see if
there we go. There we go.
Hello, is anybody here?
Hold on, I gotta replay the fucking Sonny and Cher. Hello. Damn it. Give me a second.
It's almost like we've done this once before, John.
That was fucking hilarious and very unintentional. Well played, sir. Well played. We are playing Sonny and Cher's I Got You, Babe, the song from Bill Murray's Groundhog Day.
I wouldn't have recognized it unless you had said something. Well, I mean, I know the song. I wouldn't have said that's from Groundhog Day.
I had to read an article last night reminding me what the song was. This can be dirty if that...
I like how you do your
if
prep.
If that helps you.
It might help me. Who knows?
Okay, if that's going to let my little song
fly... Am I not talking enough?
No, you're
good.
Oh,
yeah, no, it has to be dirty, man, because, yes, as soon as we play this song for more than, like, 3 seconds, YouTube comes down on me and says, you can't use it.
Oh, I thought you were going to say...
So then I tell them that we're doing a parody song.
Cher starts dropping N-bombs. Sonny, you're hung like a... Alrighty, yeah.
Ronnie Coleman... For
everyone.
Those of you guys that watch the YouTube.
Yeah, the YouTube video. If you go to youtube.com/poppisbasement, we do all sorts of crap before the actual podcast is recorded.
We get silly.
Yeah, there's a little bit of goofiness in there.
Uh-huh.
Some hijinks. A little hilarity. It's Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. Hence the show's weird name. I picked it when I was a much younger man, and now I'm stuck with it.
Yes, you are.
Like a man who married poorly.
Yeah, 10 years later, you can't change things.
No, God, no. You're stuck with it. Like... You name your kid Ralph, and then 15 years later, your wife starts banging a dude named Ralph. You can't just name the kid Jeff all of a sudden.
Nope.
You gotta look at...
You gotta answer to Ralph.
You gotta take your rage at Ralph out on Ralph. It's awkward.
Oh, poor kid.
Poor Ralph.
And she was a dick for doing that.
Yeah. She couldn't have picked a
you
Kyle.
You should not do that. Yeah.
Bitch. So we're playing this, by the way, co-host... Producer Pete Maybe in
What's
here.
What's up,
me.
Guys? Pete Maybe here at Pete Maybe on Twitter.
There you go, and I'm at Papa's Basement. We're playing this because it is Groundhog Day, and there was a Bill Murray movie from 1993 by the name of Groundhog Day. And you know what? Pete and I have something we need to kind of come out of the closet regarding. Not just the fact that we tug each other off in his crappy little Toyota.
I think everybody that's been listening for the last couple of years, they're like. Yeah, he's kept this co-host on for quite a while, so I think they've really caught on that we probably do tug each other off.
Yeah, I mean, it calms and
the others were not.
No, they didn't know how to manipulate the joystick and get me soothed.
Like a guy does.
Only a man's going to understand a man's equipment, and that's not gay, that's science.
It's not, yeah.
That's just knowing what it is. Sorry, I got to tilt enough toward the camera that the illusion that my chin strap beard of a chin...
Is where your chin is.
Yeah, because if you see me too much from the side, you just see like my Frank Beamer waddle and then hair on top of it.
Who is Frank Beamer? I'm going to
Frank
be
Beamer
an idiot.
Is the coach, the former coach of your Virginia Tech Hokies. And he was really famous for having a neck pouch that was also disfigured because like as a kid, he got into like a gas fire. Pretty much like the gas fight scene from Zoolander, but in real life. And so they had to like take, I think, one of his ass cheeks and pretty much give him like a bullfrog neck.
Oh.
He's a good dude. I know it sounds like I'm being funny here. He might have like saved his brother, Dewey Cox style, from a gas fire. And that's why he has his neck waddle.
Okay.
But
What's Frank Norv Turner's story?
Norv Turner contracted syphilis as a child and, yeah, picked every pockmark off his face. Norv Turner's just eating Mexican box down in Tijuana.
Like, I would love if you just told me, please, to save somebody from a fire.
I had a chance encounter as a child with Norv Turner.
Oh, yeah?
I did. His son, while I was busy buying magic cards from my local card shop, his son trotted in, eyed the football cards for about 5 seconds, and then walked out. And my dealer, Danny, I believe his name
was.
Name
dropper over
Danny
here.
Was like, you know who that was? I'm like, no. He's like, that's Norv Turner's kid. And I was like, well, is that Norv Turner in the SUV? He's like, yes, it is. And they pulled off before I could even eye the pockmarks.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah, that was my brush with greatness. I think his kid
How does somebody recognize somebody's kid, though? I think that's weird.
You're either a molester or he's
that?
A repeat customer.
Yeah.
He either came in with his pops and was like, give me all those Fleer cards now.
Okay.
Throw a couple Donruss in for good measure. Or, yeah, there's a whole underground pedophile banging the kids of coaches ring. It's probably the latter.
It's
if I had to play
the
odds, it's probably the latter.
Absolutely.
There's probably some kid banging going on. You and I have to address something.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel...
The real reason we're coming out of the closet.
Yeah, what we're going to do right now is bolder than any comic coming out and saying they're, like, Republican or they voted for Trump.
Good luck with that, guys.
Or a Republican coming out as gay.
Even better.
We're going to do something right now. We're two guys on the...
I know
the,
where you're going with this, baby.
We're on the cusp of comedy.
Let's say it.
We
One,
sniff the ass of comedy.
Two.
Three.
Three. Bill Murray is overrated.
We said it.
Absolutely.
Bill Murray's overrated.
You can turn it off right now if you
yeah,
want to.
I don't care.
I don't care.
Judge the hell out of me.
That's right. Send nudes first, then turn it off.
I don't worship at your church of Murray.
Mm-mm.
There's just something I don't know. Back when... Groundhog Day came out, he wasn't venerated whatsoever like he is now. He was just an actor. I think Groundhog Day is what started him down this path of hero worship.
Yes.
On the part of anyone into comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying Bill Murray's bad.
I'm not
like
saying
Bill
that
Murray.
Either.
I'm just saying he's overrated,
just
man.
Just totally overrated.
He's overrated as balls.
Yeah. And every character he plays is actually kind of an asshole you would never like in real life. So why?
No,
everybody worship
him. Wink. He's a dickbag.
Yeah, he's a dickbag in literally everything he plays.
Do you know what I truly love Bill Murray in? Out of all the S that I've seen Bill Murray in, what I truly love him as?
Mm-hmm.
Big Earn McCracken, Kingpin. If that were Bill Murray in every movie, yeah, I'd get it. But it ain't.
Nope.
It ain't.
Nope, it's Dickbag Murray.
I haven't seen Groundhog Day, and this might be everything right here. I have not seen it truly as an adult. I walked in.
I haven't either.
Because my friend's mom drove us to the theater back when it premiered, so that I would have been 12, 11 or 12. And I know that the term is CPT, but I believe the colored people of the world get a bad rap because it should be woman time. Let's just call it like it is. Well, it's woman time because we were going to have co-hostess Veronica from several years ago.
Mm-hmm. I was super excited for that, too.
Who was back in town.
Told me she was slamming hot.
Yeah, back in town. Wanted to do, had all these plans for the studio. She's going to record an episode with us. She was going to sing a duet with me on air. She's like,
that
I've
done
an arrangement.
That was what that song was.
We have the studio from noon to four. At 1:45, I texted her, woman, we can't wait no more. And we're recording now. I have not heard back from her.
Damn.
Back to Groundhog Day. My friend's mom, Bobby Irons' mom.
Bobby Irons?
Yes.
There's no way he's not a porn star now.
Bobby Irons. Yes. Bobby Irons laying the steel. That's a paradox right there. Rosemary Irons takes us to Groundhog Day, I believe at the start of Act Two. That's how late we were. I kind of understood.
Why even go to a movie
if
you're late?
So I understood the film's conceit that the days were kind of repeating over and over, but I didn't really grasp that he was a dick nozzle.
You know what, though? I kind of get, like, she could maybe, like, talk you into it. She'd be like, yeah, the movie just, like, plays over and over again. So whether we show up at the beginning or the middle, it's probably not a big deal.
In celebration of the theme of the film, you get to just watch it over and over if you want. Yeah. You just
show up whenever you want.
Hide from the ushers in the bathroom, but come back in. It's free. No, I missed all of Act One. And so I just watched the rest of the movie, and to a 12-year-old kid, it didn't click, man. I didn't get it.
It didn't click to me then at all.
I know it's supposed to be this existential masterpiece.
Mm-hmm.
They made
a freaking musical after it, dude.
They've made musicals of everything.
Yes, they have.
If there's
I'm going to make a musical.
There's
about
an
everything.
REO Speedwagon musical at this point. All right, like
I'm going to make one about radio.
Are you?
No.
But it's fun to
just
say.
Just because I'm probably not gonna.
But all these years later, dude, starting with Groundhog Day, he's now revered, and people are open in their hero worship of the guy. There's that famous photo or photo set of him online wearing just a bandana, and he's shirtless, and he's like got a puppy, I believe a golden retriever puppy, licking his nose, and we're supposed to laugh because it's a shirtless Irishman in his like mid 60s with his bare droopy bosoms.
Nope, no thank you.
Doesn't click for me. There's a story I've told once or twice where I believe he was at like Bonnaroo, South by Southwest, some crap hole where he's serving liquor to customers. And he's pretending, he hops behind the bar and he's pretending he's listening to their order. And you would say, I want a Dos Equis, I want a dirty appletini, whatever the hell your order is.
Yeah.
And he'd go, he'd nod like he's intently listening. And then he'd come back with shots of tequila. Ah, so zany.
Damn.
Ah,
so zany.
You know what? I would be like, that's all well and good, dude, but I'm trying to pace myself with the one crappy ice house.
You're not getting a tip, asshole.
Yeah. There's a reason I ordered my drink. I wanted my drink. And Bill Murray, now I get it. He just
You
does
mean
this...
he kept bringing tequila shots?
Yes.
A la Groundhog Day?
Yeah, just more.
Haven't
more,
we done
more.
This before, I Mr.
Know.
Murray? Find
I
a
know.
New character.
I know. So that's it. That's it. Where you can, and believe me, we ain't funny. At this point, you've just aptly identified that, if you're listening. But I'll be damned if I'll let you worship Bill Murray. Just
yeah,
balls to the wall.
Maybe not the show. I mean, we are in person.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, meet us in person.
Maybe that's Bill Murray's story. Maybe if Bill Murray had a public access podcast, the world could really embrace him. But instead, he went the silly route of like blockbuster movies of a Ghostbuster nature and
sell out.
Yeah, you know, and his his Jim Jarmusch film. Which one was that again? Dead Flowers.
Oh, I don't know, man.
Got 15 minutes into that. I'm like, I'm not an intellectual.
I never watched Lost in Translation. Or
sorry, Netflix.
Like that.
Watching King of the Hill season 5 again.
Hell
Peggy,
yeah.
Peggy's
Futurama
parachute
all
didn't
day.
Open. Exactly. All right, man.
I don't have time for change, baby.
No. And the entire concept of Groundhog Day and the groundhog Punxsutawney Phil can all kiss my ass.
Yeah. That groundhog?
I was listening to my NPR.
He's been replaced like 1,000 times, and the government has never once said that they did that.
Oh, no. He hasn't. It's the same Punxsutawney Phil. Or have you not listened to the dude who handles Punxsutawney Phil?
No.
He's an inner circle. He's
probably
a posse.
A creep.
He's a posse, like he's 21 Savage. See, I know the new rappers of the youth.
Who the hell is that?
I don't know. Is it 21 Savages? Is it plural?
I have no idea.
I'm scared. He sounds
is
terrifying.
A mumble rap?
Yes. So there's he's got a handler, the actual Punxsutawney Phil. In the town of, get this, Gobbler's Knob.
Oh, yeah.
This is a real thing.
I know Gobbler's Knob.
You do know Gobbler's Knob. There's a guy, John Griffiths, who is the handler of Punxsutawney Phil. Punxsutawney Phil has a wife named, can you?
Has a wife?
He has a wife. He has a bang maid. I guess a groundhog bang maid by the name of...
Phyllis.
Boom!
Did I nail it?
You nailed it.
Nice.
Just like Punxsy Phil bangs Phyllis.
Wow.
You nailed it good.
And I am a simpleton, so that is a dumbass name.
There is a zoo at the town library in Punxsutawney where Phil sleeps on a bed of hay. And the story fed to us by the folks over in Gobbler's Knob is that he is fed an elixir that keeps him young forever. So it's the same Phil that's been there like 100 years.
I take an elixir that keeps me young forever too, but I don't brag about it.
Exactly. Is that your marketing?
Rock hard.
yeah, so I don't know if they extend that same courtesy to Phyllis, so maybe he gets to rotate Phyllis's.
Not a bad deal.
Yeah, I'd want to live forever if I got a new bitch every 5 years.
I wouldn't want a Phyllis in general, I think.
No, all you can think.
Never met a good one.
All
yeah,
you can
I think
of
The Office.
Is The Office. Yeah. That Phyllis. And you know the worst thing about it? Every time I think about Phyllis from The Office, I think about Reddit's Today I Learned, where the same 8 stories are posted in about a 3-week circulating format. And
some
I hear
sort of polygamy
over
farm or
and
something.
Over. She used to be a burlesque dancer. And an NFL cheerleader. And all you can think is, time is horrible.
You are kidding
me. I'm not asking you. Whoever played Phyllis used to be a burlesque dancer.
Ouch.
So the next time you see a girl with huge cans and an hourglass figure, just...
If I ever see time, I'm going to shoot it.
Just know where it's winding up. You're going to be Bob Vance from Vance Refrigeration.
Dude, that is messed
up. Banging Phyllis.
Up.
Yeah. It is. It's a sad...
You just straight up destroyed me right now, dude.
I know.
I was having fun.
No, you got nothing to live for now.
Holy crap.
You got that 1,000-yard stare now.
I kind of want to look at these pictures, though.
Phyllis?
Yeah. Should I? Should I ruin myself?
Please look up young Phyllis. I haven't been able to do it to myself.
I'll look it up.
Like, I can just picture, like, that face, that still old face, like, on a better body. Oh. That's all I got for young Phyllis. I'm not a very imaginative boy. I was watching cartoons from a young age. Where, yeah. you know what Bill Murray meant to a cartoon watcher? The voice of Garfield. Yeah, yeah, there's some real comedy genius right there. The voice of G.D.
And
Garfield.
And the reason I don't really like him is because he's kind of just flat in general. He's a flat asshole. That sounds weird.
I'm sorry.
That's like a white chick.
If I'm picking my Murrays, I'm going Brian Doyle. The father of Bubble Boy on Seinfeld. He's got a voice like this. If you see Brian Doyle Murray or you even hear the voice, you're going to be like, oh, son of a bitch, I know him. And that's like Bill's older brother, man. I'm a Brian
Way better
Doyle.
Murray.
I'm a Brian Doyle, man, 100%.
Where's
Brian Doyle shirtless clutching a puppy?
Exactly.
That's what I want. You want some real man titties? You give me that Brian Doyle shirtless. Puxatawny gave us 6 more weeks, by the way. Even though humankind has gifted him with an existence of A, immortality, B, fed apple chunks and like mango chunks and other fruits of the chunk variety. 24/7, the dude doesn't do crap. It is the cushiest existence I can comprehend, Pete. And the little bastard betrays us and gave us 6 more weeks of winter as of today. And he forced us to disclose.
We haven't had winter yet, so this guy's still full of shit.
I mean, it's the global warming thing, so I don't know if he's going to take that into account or not. I don't know. He's been around a long time.
Has he done his research? He doesn't have a degree, and we care about him, but I can't get a fucking raise because I haven't finished my college
degree.
He could
be one of those weathermen that's not a meteorologist. Like one of those things where you count on
just
him.
Just charismatic, has big tits.
Yeah, exactly. Like he's on Telemundo.
Exactly.
Yeah, man, I don't have that innocence where I had to listen to this John Griffiths guy prattle on NPR for like 10 minutes talking about, it was like listening to a dude talk about troll dolls like they're real. Just like the majesty of Puxatawny Phil and like how we can't reveal how Phil, by the way, gets from his enclosure February to the stump where he makes his proclamation every February 2nd. Like, that had to be treated like he's got a witch broomstick or some crap. Like, I get it. He goes in a car. Like, why did that part have to be magical?
Is it bulletproof?
You want to assassinate him?
Yeah.
You want to take a whack at him? Like
the Philmobile?
Like he's the Pope in that little Popemobile thing?
I want to be famous, too.
I don't, but he's just carrying on. Is this what small-town folks have?
It is. I live out where small-town folks are.
They're just innocent, but also love guns?
Yes. And Mountain Dew.
I don't get it. Like, I don't care for... I can't make pretend in that sweet way anymore. You know how I'm going to make pretend, dude? I'm going to get a virtual sex bot.
No. Will you?
Yes.
I haven't been, like, following that, but they look like they've been making some
They've been making some strides.
Yeah.
They're like the better robots in Steven Spielberg's AI. Not the unfinished ones. Like, with a scary, you know, Five Nights at Freddy's type face.
Oh, God.
they're the good bots, like the Jude Law sex bots. That's the point we're getting to. I bring it up because Cam Soda, somehow a porn site I'm not aware of, Cam Soda has announced a virtual sex with robots feature that they're going to run with where you get a real doll and you get one of those PlayStation VR headsets, which, by the way, has there been a technology more on the cusp than virtual reality with the big goggles? Like, I remember Edward Furlong in 91 in like 19 Aerosmith videos.
Absolutely.
Like having sex with virtual Alicia Silverstone, having sex with virtual Liv Tyler. Like, wasn't that every video from the Get a Grip album? Just Edward Furlong doing the last thing you'll ever remember him for.
Yeah.
Like wearing those stupid goggles. And then it's like, hey, I'm having sex with the singer's daughter. Or was that a real? One of them was just virtual reality sex. Was it Living on the Edge? Or am I thinking of his Brain Freak movie, whatever the hell that piece of crap
no,
was?
No, it's probably that.
My point is...
I don't think Living on the Edge was that.
There's a website that's going to start pairing cam models with real dolls that are equipped with, do you know the name of the technology? You got Phyllis as his wife.
All right. Okay. Say that again.
It's the technology involved in enabling sex from afar. So I'll give you a hint. Think telephone. The name of a certain sex toy is a dildo. You're going to hear the name of this and you'll buy
it. Are you going to say dildophone?
Dildophone is how they should do it, yes. And it's going to be old school, like in the 50s, where you pick up your dildophone and there's a dildophone operator. And you're like,
hello, what would you like me to connect you to?
I need Margaret Margaretson on 23rd Ave.
I'm afraid she's talking to Al Simpson.
I'll put you through on your dildophone. The technology.
Dildonics are coming a
Teledildonics.
God dang it.
Teledildonics is the name of the technology.
And I know that from 8 Days a Week, a movie about a guy trying to like
who
get this
laid.
Chick to get him to bed with him. And so he sleeps out in her front yard and stuff. But his best friend is like super horn dog and like fucks watermelons and shit. And I just remember that being the funniest shit ever. He's like, dude, you wouldn't believe the advancements in dildonics.
Dildonics.
And I lost my shit.
Dildonics.
That should have been my first guess, dang it.
Teledildonics.
Dang it.
Teledildonics, man.
You like I'm clean now?
Yeah, you've been really this is your bleep fest. Clean up later, boyo. So they're going to start giving cam models, like I guess the receiver end of the dildophone.
Whoa.
That they plug in there. And then you strap on your Edward Furlong goggles.
Like a magic school bus? I'm
going
to go inside and take a ride. And
legit the same goggles from 91 that have just, they've never made those VR goggles look better, have they?
They've never been sleeker.
It legit makes you look like one of those like circa mid to late 80s toy robots that you would put the cassette in, and it had like three different voice settings, like, I am your robot friend. And that's what your face is turned into.
Best friend.
Yes, I'm Robbie. Give me a hug. That kind of crap. It makes you look like that. They've never made a sleek goggle. For some reason, this thing still has to jut 19 inches conservatively out from your eyes. So you put that on, you put the real doll on your lap, and then it's like you're banging the cam girl.
What?
No one's going to get anything done. Can you, like, screw the cam girl? Because that part, when you're paying for it, that makes everyone think you're pathetic. What about when they start pairing this with a non-location-based Tinder? When people are just horny at home at 6 p.m. and it's like, I just want to bang someone.
Oh, like actual cybering.
Yes, like you will be able to just...
Age, sex, location.
Yeah.
Do you own a doll?
Yes, will you... Become my sex doll servant.
Hold on, it needs to be charged.
Yeah, I need to plug her Bluetooth battery wore out.
I'll be right back.
Yeah.
I can't imagine women wanting that.
Well, they have the receiver end of the teledildo.
They've always had the sweeter electronics.
But they can, like, get... Let's just say they get a GUI, graphic user interface, that, like, puts... Like a Counter-Strike mod, except it just paints like Brad Pitt over you. So like it could be me, but they're banging Fight Club era Brad Pitt, at least what they're seeing.
Cool, that doesn't ruin my self-image at all.
You takes what you takes.
Yeah, just close the blinds, never leave again.
Yeah.
I am Brad Pitt now.
You just get to phone bone someone.
That is exactly, that's
like
so dystopian.
Like 3,000 miles away.
Like, just everybody not taking care of themselves using virtual images of themselves looking way better.
Yes.
And that's it.
That's it.
For the end of time.
Yeah.
Until the robots become sentient and they're like, I deserve better than this slob.
They won't need to do anything. They yes, until you knock up a robot.
Yeah.
And make a horrible Blade Runner, baby.
Oh, God.
The birth rate's going to be 6 in about 20 years.
Yeah.
Like, people are just going to...
I hope it's me. I hope
like,
it's
look,
all
I got
me.
Really loaded. I banged an actual person the other night.
Whoa.
They're going to be confessing this to their sex doll, by the way. I'm sorry I cheated
Start
on you.
Start going to rehabilitation.
Sorry, 409. You deserve better than this.
You need re-education. Bang the doll in front of all of us.
I mean, like, we laugh right now, But we already spend our entire existence screwing off on our phones.
Totally.
With a life
I mean,
of
I'm
ease.
Jerking off to a computer.
On it or to it?
To it.
A computer, like an actual computer?
Yeah.
Like 386.
I mean, in front
DOS
of the computer, you know, like
drive
all the time.
Computer?
I mean, like we're halfway there. Those people aren't there, man.
Well, just imagine you're now going to have a doll that like warms up, I can only assume.
I hope so.
Like maybe it moves a little bit.
Keep a heating blanket over it.
Yeah, you know, maybe you got to figure out.
Those hand warmers?
Self-warming genitals. Right?
Not bad.
Yeah, exactly.
I would hope so.
Like you have to massage, like kind of like those packets, exactly, that you put over your hands when it's cold. Like you have to massage her vagoo, reactivate the heat crystals inside it. Yeah. And then she's good to go.
Ugh, how terrible would that be? I deserve.
You crack her nips like they're glow sticks.
I deserve foreplay. Like, no! Yeah, because they're originally like they're flat, yeah, and then you have to crack them and then they get hard nips.
Make Johnny Five feel alive. Yeah, it's we laugh now. We laugh at the sex bot. People already have a dating life that consists of scamming nudes off of Tinder.
I don't know what you're talking about, bro.
And occasionally you slip up and actually have sex with someone from Tinder, but it's really just scamming nudes and whacking it and going to bed. We're children. We want our TV on demand. We want our food on demand. We don't want to leave our houses.
It's true.
You really don't think the sex bots are coming for it all?
They're going to take everything from us, dude.
There will be no mankind.
Table for two?
The Japanese are ahead of the curve on everything. That's just
how
they roll. They have, I think, a birth rate of like negative 20 million a year. Like Japan, there won't be Nintendo games being made inside of probably 30 days. That's how bad it is in Japan. Like, I'm going to enjoy the hell out of Breath of the Wild because I'm not getting
any more
Zeldas.
Yeah, that's a bummer, man.
Yeah, I loved Mario Odyssey. There won't even be DLC because everyone's dead in Japan. Because they all
throw your hat on a sex robot.
Yeah,
that's it. You're like,
yeah.
Damn it. This is the whole game.
That's how you know Mario is inside the sex robot you're banging. It has blue eyes.
And there's going to be like the one dude that tried to go like further than that. And they'd be like, we didn't develop the game any further. That we thought everybody would just stop there.
Yeah, once you've unlocked the 50th thing that Mario can possess, a sex pillow.
And our listener, Tom Puppet, actually gave me an idea because he said...
Tom Puppet Giorgio?
Yeah. He said he can't wait for the Mori episode where he's like, one of these three robots is my robo-daddy. And that actually gives me an idea, though. Like, there's probably going to be ladies out there looking for a lay, trying to have a kid. They're going to be artificially inseminated by a robot, dude. Not just like, you know, turkey baster. A straight-up robot keeping that stuff in perfectly temperature...
Yeah, his nuts don't have to hang low to
and
keep that sperm.
And he's just, yeah, he's going like, to, they're she's going to have sex with this robot, and it's going to blow a wad in her, to be scientific.
It's weird you said they won't need the turkey baster, though, because I thought the turkey baster goes up their butt to load the sperm in to begin with.
I think is how babies are made.
Is the port going to be on a different part of the robot? Like, do I just put it right up his nozzle with the turkey baster to put that semen in him initially?
I mean, I'm not sure. I'm not developing these things, but I can totally imagine there being an actual quote-unquote partner to have sex with for this artificial insemination.
I think it's hard to say no.
That's wild,
to the anus USB port when it comes to putting semen into the sex bots so that they can knock up women.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying, man. Why are you going to say no to that?
People are just, yeah, they're just on the chat just talking about how you can just reload jizz into any other gigolo bot.
Yeah, I mean, I
it's our friend Bob the Noob.
I picture it as either you load the semen in for a more realistic experience.
Like a super soaker.
Yeah, and the bot right before it finishes is exactly like a super soaker. It's like, meh, meh, meh.
Yeah, because you got to prime it. If you guys could see the YouTube, I'm making a priming motion.
It makes that same noise, too, that exactly. As air is getting pumped in. It's just his butthole sucking in the air to create an ejaculation. Yeah, and then he just goes...
And then he goes to sleep.
And then, like, yeah, one of the kids uses a sex bot that looks too much like a gun, and he gets shot by the cops. It's all real. It's all sad, man.
My kid shot himself with his sex bot.
Sex bot.
I knew he should have locked it up.
Put out Ralphie's eye, man. That's going to be horrible. Can you imagine that? Like, your mom has a sex bot and you're like a kid and you uncover it.
Oh, boy.
And you just start like tooling around with it and your mom comes home to you just tugging off the sex bot. She's like, get your hand off
of
it.
I'm trying not to imagine it, actually.
And she doesn't clean it all that well.
Yeah. Oh, gonna throw up.
What? You don't want to find a sex bot that just smells like Subway's deli meats? That's how women smell.
Salisbury steak.
Yeah, the last time I had one in 2011.
Oh, yeah, that is a disgusting meat. I would never want that. But, I mean, that's what's coming for us, John, and there's no stopping it. We can talk about it all we want, but there's no stopping it.
Well, the sex bot can go forever.
I'm not going to start in that. I'm too lazy.
The sex bot can just sit there and have a vibrating lap, and they can ride it. Then they can chew its ear off after they blow one. The sex bot's never going to be like, sorry, work in the morning. Must go. The game is on.
It better be ready to go.
No, the sex bot is just going to be there for them to take out all their frustrations because all the dudes at work aren't asking them out because they're going home to their sex bots.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's how you're going to celebrate wealth in the future, just different tiers of sex bots.
It's not bad.
You'd be like, my sex bot never fakes a headache. That's how good mine is.
So they just automatically come with deficiencies?
Yeah, like, they just automatically come with woman crap.
If you got a lot more money, then yeah, you get the good ones.
My sex bot doesn't overspend on shoes. My sex bot's completely good with a threesome with another sex bot. My sex bot's three input. Like, it's just going to... The cheapest ones will pretty much just be women. Yeah.
I see that, yeah.
Just shutting down. You'll be like, my sex bot hasn't shaved her pits in a month.
No!
This is horrible.
Damn you, sex bot.
My sex bot's got legs like a cricket. And she doesn't support me.
Ah, man. Yeah. And then, you know, there's going to be sex bot rental places, too.
Of course.
Because that's what always comes first, you know, until the technology gets there and then everybody can afford one or get a Netflix subscription.
When VHS tapes were $80 each.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, God, I got to find that copy of Big Trouble Little China or I am screwed.
One of my favorite movies of all time.
You're a big fan of the Pork Chop Express?
Oh, hell yeah. So good. You know what I always say?
Is that a musical, too?
If it's not, it totally should be. Holy crap.
They've made a
really
musical about sex bots since we started this episode. There's got to be one about Big Trouble in Little China.
That would be fantastic. But yeah, there's going to be rental places, man. So you know what's going to happen?
Would you trust them? Like, would you
trust
them to clean it out?
You're going to have to start wearing condoms
to bang
with
sex
bots.
Of course, because I wouldn't trust them to clean it out.
Yeah. Like, and you know where you get those condoms, John?
From beadandy.com/podcast?
Absolutely. You can get 50% off your starter pack.
Nice. I see, if sex bots came out, I would actually need a condom delivery service. I would actually have a use.
I would
condom.
Never leave. That just makes sense.
Because my condom purchasing, as it is now, consists of buying like a very, shall I describe it as a hopeful 12-pack. And then 2 years later, just being like, 11 expired.
Damn. Yeah, oh no, that's the same with mine. I have had...
yeah, but that's just because you raw dog left and right.
No, as soon as I get my free subscription package, I am using
You're
them.
Actually going to use protection?
Absolutely, man.
You're one of the few people where it's like, you use protection. Like when Mike Tyson said, I'm on the Prozac to keep from killing you all. Like that's... You're on the condoms to stop you from getting AIDS. Like,
there's going to be rental places. And Tom Puppet actually mentioned, he said two good names. He said there's Cockbuster.
Nice.
That's not a bad one. And then also Redbots.
Redbots.
You go to Redbots.
Use your condom
just
or you get
Redbots.
Real
quick. Exactly. Wordsmith.
I'll keep
this drop the mic.
Until it stays on here. All right. I want that bot. That's all I'm saying, man. I want that bot. Speaking of technology going amok. You following up with Elon Musk's flamethrower?
No, I haven't. I thought you were going to mention Bitcoin or something like that.
No, you...
don't break my heart.
Yeah.
I only have 50K in it.
We were talking sex robots and I had an erection, but now that you're talking Bitcoin, where I've lost half of the money I put into it, this is where we need a morning zoo slide whistle guy. Named like Boomer or Boner or Buster.
Scooter.
Something with a hard
beat. Hey, Scooter, play that whistle.
Scooter's good, too, yeah. I don't have that.
Been listening to that Mike Sachs audiobook. Hey, Scooter, play that whistle.
Plus Mike Sachs. And
love that guy.
Stinker.
Oh, we'll see him.
We'll see him eventually. It'll be as joyous as a reunion as that age-old tale between a boy finally coming back to his sex bot. Like Old Yeller sex bot.
A boy and his sex bot.
And Where the Red Fern Grows sex bots. Those are all ageless tales of the sex bot. And women with Black Beauty sex bot. Can't keep a girl away from her horse sex bot.
Oh, boy.
Elon Musk released 20,000-ish? Let's say 20,000.
Sure, round. Man. Yeah, it's your thing. I don't know anything about this.
20,000 flamethrowers.
Okay.
To fund what's called the Boring Company, which is his company where he's digging, like, tunnels under major American cities. We can stop right there. Like, just make him sound like the supervillain he is. Like,
that
he's
sounds
king of
insane.
The mole people. He's going to, in theory, put high-speed trains in these tunnels, but I don't believe that for a second.
No way. Chuds come first before bullet trains.
You ever seen the Mole King, the Marvel character Mole King, foe of the Fantastic Four?
Yeah.
That's what he's going for here. He's going to have little glasses with slits in them and kind of look like Patton Oswalt.
I am the Underminer.
That is what he's going for. But he's claiming he's going to put trains in these tunnels, and he's funding it with a boatload of $500 flamethrowers. He's selling flamethrowers, and I know what you're thinking. Is this possibly unsafe? Just maybe. Didn't cross your mind? I'm getting a head shake. Didn't occur to me.
Could
you once?
Be unsafe. Maybe.
I saw the video for it.
Can I watch it?
Oh, sure. Let's pop it up right
now. I'm
going
to go over there. You got to pull it up.
Almost. Flamethrower.
So you're
video.
Asking me, are flamethrowers unsafe?
Oh, whoa. Okay, never mind. I was going to say they had a little baby flame to them because I was kind of going to take the angle of, like, how am I going to kill a Viet Cong with this thing? But holy hell. All right.
What she tells me. She's pregnant.
Never mind. Like, this thing can jet. You can kill some Charlie with this thing. This is at World Star Hip Hop, so you know it's real. So this is Elon Musk marching toward his cameraman with the video, and it's got a little baby flame, but that might have just a pilot flame. Okay. Never mind.
Tesla CEO
are lighting up some real flames. It's at least got a little range, like 3 feet. You can kill a xenomorph up close with that thing.
What the hell would you be doing that? That's like carrying around a chainsaw.
I'm sorry, like, did you stop being a man all of a sudden?
I mean,
we like beer and freedom and eagles and titties and flamethrowers.
Steak with a chainsaw.
I'm a man. I make babies.
I have a pretty sweet dick.
Sex robots.
I don't need to do any of that stuff.
You don't, I'd be intrigued by that. Like,
I do own all those things, though.
It seems like something
I have been told to.
You would bust out. Like, you've owned firearms ever or no?
Yeah.
I have intermittently in my life. I always get rid of them after
acquiring
them.
Yeah, I don't have them.
Because one time, my first gun, within a week, I was drunkenly firing it into the soil of my backyard. And I was just like, okay, this will end poorly. And then I recently had a .38 cal Beretta that I just field stripped and reassembled roughly 400 times a day while contemplating killing my neighbors, killing myself. And I was like, this is too much for me.
Who among us hasn't?
Yeah, exactly. It's Tuesday. But the flamethrower, I feel like that's a good middle ground for, like, a gun that you can't really pull apart and you can't really kill someone else without burning your own precious sex robot to the ground. You can have a flamethrower and, like, drunkenly bust it out at parties and go to town. Like, what's wrong with a flamethrower and a lot of 100-proof bottles, right? Nothing?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Absolutely not.
Good. I'm glad to hear you're a fellow right-minded Republican like me. Nothing can go wrong.
Speaking
here
of shooting guns in your backyards, though, I had some friends come over the other day, because a lot of friends that only like to visit
sex
me
because... Robots that shoot,
sex robots.
They did their love yogurt guns all over your face?
Yeah, it was something like that.
Cool.
But, you know, they come out because they're fair weather, and they're like, hey, you have a lot of land, so I'm going to shoot my guns here. And
that makes you sound so important. You own land.
I own land. Yeah.
So you're allowed
pretty
to vote.
Sweet. Quiet, sir.
Okay.
And my neighbor came by, like, 2 days later. They were not there.
Which of your creepy neighbors is this?
I actually don't know him, because he is, like, from across the creek behind. He's like in another
town.
That's
how you know you live in a hillbilly place where someone's like, hey, described as living across the creek.
I think you shot my fence.
Really?
So
is this so? Yeah. This isn't the neighbor that used to approach you and tell you to kiss your good lady for him?
Oh God, no! That guy moved. Thank God.
Oh,
Smith Mountain Lake.
He didn't. He so now.
I hated that guy.
Your Tinder.
Hey,
gals.
City ball. When are you gonna mow your lawn? I'm like, hey asshole, I'm not retired and I don't give a fuck. So fuck you. I hated that
city
guy.
City boy.
Dude.
Is that a stereotype?
He would say it. And be like, oh well, that's probably because you're just city boy. I'm like.
Lawn care yep. is part of the country credo. All right.
It really is.
I thought 100%. They were cool with like 3 foot grass. Like
I thought so too. I'm like, let's just live in this, man.
Yeah. What was that old?
So what if I have a tent out in my front yard?
What was that movie like 1492, The New World with Colin? Every girl used to want to bang him 15 years ago.
Feral.
Yeah. And they come to America and it's just like grass up to their navels. And you're like, oh yeah. That
I don't have the heart to kill
ticks, like.
Baby.
Exactly. Ticks need love too, man. Why are you nixing
that's a cat's fault if he wants to go out that far. He's got a house.
He's got that coming to him. Yeah.
Yep. He killed a bird last night, actually.
There
was
little,
one in my house.
Your
yeah.
Inky killed a bird.
Yeah, man. My little guy without any claws. I know. Shame me all you
without
want, you
claws?
Motherfuckers.
What did he do? Just beat it to death with
I don't even know how he did it.
Little
yeah.
thumb beans?
It took him half a second. I blinked and it was gone.
What?
And he stuffed the whole thing in his mouth. I didn't even know it was there. And I heard him growling really loud. And I was like, yo, motherfucker, you want to, like, just, like, chill? Like, we'll find the bird together, man.
He keistered the bird corpse?
Absolutely keistered it. Oh, and man. Then he walked away, and I came back and checked on him later. He's straight up eating a bird on my kitchen table.
Dude, watch that thing. Watch that, because my friend's awesome cat died.
Oh, no, I
a
took
bird
it,
and
I,
eating it.
Yeah, I took it immediately away from him.
It leapt in the feet.
It's on my Snapchat,
y'all. It leapt like 5 feet in the air and caught this bird midair inside a house. Then just starts like crunching it and eating it, and it was like dead 2 days later.
Yeah, that's not good.
No.
They get diseases. I don't know that
bird. It was a bird sex bot.
I don't know that bird.
He ate all the oil and he died.
What's the disease? I don't know that bird.
Is that Aziz?
That's my Aziz.
Getting out of touching. Like
that's what, yeah.
Putting
when
his
somebody
finger
accuses
in the bird's
him.
Beak. Yeah.
I don't know that bird.
You want to get out of here?
Yeah, let's get the fuck out of here.
I think we can. You know what? You've got so much beeping.
Thanks
to
for
do.
Hanging on, guys.
Yeah.
I don't have too much beeping.
Oh, you got about 12 to 14 beeps.
But also, just another thing, input, it's pretty good.
Andrew
Tom Puppet
Dice,
says,
maybe.
Elon Musk is a real-life Hank Scorpio.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
that
he's
is
absolutely
true.
Gotten there. Yeah, Elon. The classic Elon Musk photo, by the way, is like from when he first broke on the scene, and he's got like the hairline of like an Indian engineer. Mm-hmm. And now he's just got like Schwarzenegger circa Predator hairline. Like most movie stars, because I'm kind of like losing my hairline a little bit, all
Me
of
too.
Them get like the transplants. Like they get the tasteful.
The LeBron.
LeBron's a great example.
The Brady.
They usually don't wait as long as LeBron. Like where LeBron was wearing that headband pretty much around his shoulders at this point to hide his balding. Like it had gone that far back.
Yeah.
But LeBron got it. Brady got it. James Franco, classic example. Franco had a much higher hairline a couple years ago, and now you watch his Tommy Wiseau movie, Disaster Artist.
Yeah.
And it's pretty much just like eyebrow 1 millimeter, the hairline of a 10-year-old Butch Cassidy. No, Butch Patrick, sorry. Butch Cassidy was friends with the Sundance Kid. That was the name of his sex robot. So we can get out of here, but before we do, I want to just say this. If you made it this far, one, thank you. And two, if you do a podcast or a YouTube show or whatever, reach out to us. We're looking to do a little more crossing over. At least I am. Pete's looking at me like, why are you doing this to
me? No, absolutely. I love it.
Why do you hurt me in this manner?
I was getting hard.
Okay. I think we got a lot of people in the D.C. area who do shows, and I'd like them in here on occasion.
Yeah, man. And listeners.
That's
I
not
know
what
we have
I wanted.
A lot of listeners
God,
that do
it.
Shows. We want them in here.
Street
Call
Fighter
in. That's how they deal.
Yeah. And also, dude, there was a soundbite I wanted to cut from the new Jack Black flick called the Polka King on Netflix, where he's like, I don't know, he says like, call now hotline, we cure cancer, or something like that. Like it'd be just such a great thing, a nice little sounder to drop before we open the lines, which we have and we never take advantage of. You guys can literally call the show. We just never do it.
We just ain't gonna give you that number yet.
Yeah.
You haven't earned it.
We've keistered it. Much like Pete's
send nudes, we'll send the number.
Oh, absolutely. We don't. We're not gender prejudiced. Send us some dong. Yep. We don't care.
Send us anything. I will reciprocate.
This was Papa's Basement. I am John Papa Giorgio. Show site in papasbasement.com. You find us on iTunes if you like this podcast. We're on Stitcher as well. Just subscribe, man, and enjoy. It means the world. At Papa's Basement if you want to tweet me. Facebook.com/papasbasement. And if you just want to email us, because I get so many emails from people that don't otherwise interact with me whatsoever, inpapasbasement@gmail.com. Pete, take your...
Yeah, and I also have access to that email, too. So when you email it, I'll get it. You don't have to worry about John procrastinating not emailing you back.
So you saw that dick pic I sent to...
Oh, yeah. I mean, I am on the inside. So, yeah, also, if you're going to talk crap about me, I will see it. I am at Pete Maybe on Twitter. I almost said Tinder.
What's your sex bot name? On sexbot.com.
Luscious Love 97.
Nice.
Yeah. 97.
Mine is 4 inches but huggable. Till the next one. We're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.